all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh boy, I bet you had a blast trying to drop some weight after you had your little one, didn't you?
Oh yeah, Michelle? My 9 pounds, 6 ounce little one, and 58 and a half pounds later.
Oh my gosh, so she went right into first grade, is that what happened?
She did. They kept saying, who left that king baby in the nursery for
totally.
a month?
Oh my gosh. So we're going to talk about doing it for your kids, how to drop that extra weight that you picked up post baby. So Maria Mozafar is our wonderful guest, who is the founder of the Skinless Project. You got to look this up on skinlessproject.com. It's a revolutionary out-of-the-box company dedicated to women's empowerment. Maria, welcome to Her Radio. I know that Michelle and I and our wonderful listeners are looking forward to hearing a little bit about your personal experience. I understand you had twins, and dropping some of that weight post baby and kind of wrapping it around the whole issue of empowering yourself with the ability to put it out there, take the time, and take care of yourself. So when did you decide that you were finally going to make it a priority to drop that weight?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And you're correct. The twins are a journey, and weight gain for every woman that becomes a mother is their biggest fear when they have their babies. I made the decision right away, as soon as I saw the faces of my babies, that I was going to enjoy every moment with them, and that's going to have to happen with a healthy mom.
And that's great.
I love that.
I think that's great. That wasn't exactly what I was thinking, so I think that you're, it wasn't. I was thinking about how am I going to get back into my clothes, and my shoe size grew about a size and a half. But in your case, I love it how you're thinking about this when you saw your children's faces. But how did your kids in particular, your twins, inspire you to lose weight?
Well, it's a demanding, grueling schedule being a new mom. And I already had a 4-year-old at the time. So wanting to be there and wanting to maximize my time and be able to give them what they needed as a mother, I needed to be physically fit. So really, being able to give them what they need was my inspiration.
Oh, I love sense. That. And, yeah. You know, and I think you're also saying to yourself, I want to be a healthy mom for them, too. And I want to have as much energy, and I want to take that time. So how did you balance the time to be able to do this?
Well, there's a lot of, I think, misconceptions as far as weight loss is concerned post-pregnancy. People think that it's something that happens immediately for some people, or people get tummy tucks, or it's going to be a grueling process. You have to do very hard strength aerobic classes, but the reality is there are simple tricks that you instill in your daily life that are very helpful. I had a C-section, so I could not exercise for 4 weeks. Right. So I literally watched what I ate, and I ate only natural foods, vegetables and fruits, and I had chicken without any salt, low on the sodium, and drank lots of water, warm water, not cold. So that was what I did in my diet. And then at 4 weeks, I started walking, and walking is fantastic for you. It's perfect for a new mom.
I totally can relate to all of this, too, because I wanted to lose weight as well. But I kept hearing breastfeeding was the way to do it. I've heard all kinds of things over. But, you know, I had my daughter. She's 28 years old, so that tells you how old I am. But what do you think about parents being overweight and what they're teaching their children? Because I find that to be such a problem in our society.
Well, my heart breaks when I see that. My heart breaks when I see a mother like that and a child like that, because it's a very difficult conversation for a mother to have with herself. when she knows that that child, when they reach preschool age, is able to tell what a overweight person is and what a skinny person is. And they have a feeling that their mom looks overweight when they come pick them up at school. It's not something any mother can deny. And so it's a very difficult conversation that a woman has to have by herself. But overweight parents have to teach their kids to take control of their life as they move forward and as they grow. And you are a living example of whether it's life fun, life is optimistic, or life is tiring, exhausting, and sad. And when you are overweight, that's what happens, because if you're not physically fit, you will not be emotionally fit. And kids pick up on that.
Right.
I don't think there's any question about that. And you know what I do. You know, I this is my sector, my expertise, this whole issue of nutrition and fitness, you know, for the whole family. And, you know, this is a real stickler, because there are some statistics here that are really scary. And that is, if a young child is overweight or obese and nobody intervenes, and then the chance of them becoming an overweight or obese adult, you know, is at least 30-40%. If an adolescent, you know, if you just let them get into adolescence and now they become obese and you haven't intervened, the chance of them becoming obese as an adult is 50% or more. You got to grab them early on. And you said something important. Mentoring and modeling is where it's at. It's so terribly important. So do you find it harder to stick to healthy eating habits as a mom, you know, as opposed to, say, if you were a single person? So what's going on here? You've got all the kid food around you and all the rest of it. Give us a couple secrets about, you know, being able to stick to healthy eating habits as a mom.
Well, I think you have to mirror what you want your children to eat, and you have to show them good examples. So one very important tip for mothers is that you have to become smart about the food industry. Go on the internet, read some books. There's a great there's great documentaries out there right now, but really you have to be able to have the knowledge to read labels and see that a lot of these companies that are selling food to kids and selling food to moms are really exploding busy moms, and they're trying to sell food that is convenient but very unhealthy. So you have to really educate yourself on what is good for you as a mom and as your children versus a consumer that's building a convenience into your life.
That makes sense. Now tell us, that we've got just a very short period of time here, but I want to know, give me two quick tips on what you would offer to other new moms who are trying to lose that baby weight. Two quick tips.
Start walking and start drinking water.
Oh, I love it. You know what that is? W squared. It's fantastic. No, I love it. No, think about it. I'm always going for, like, you know, quick ways to remember things. Walk in water. You know, maybe walk on water after a while. No, that's when you become a really cool mom and everything.
Walk,
oh, this has
water.
Been absolutely fantastic. Maria Mozafar is the founder of The Skinless Project. Please go to skinlessproject.com. It's a fabulous website about women's empowerment. She's helped us understand how to do it for your kids, how to lose that weight post-baby, and shared her own story for this. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Look at those little kids' faces and think of, what do you want for them when they grow up? And that will help you stay healthy and well. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.